You know, yesterday, you know, things are warming up in Springfield in respect this this January when it comes to the budget, but the warmth coming out of the Senate as their attempt to whack at that. Before we get to the budget aspect, yesterday's State of the State address, Brandon, a reason for optimism, because when I spoke to the government yesterday, that seemed to be the word for the day, optimism.
Yeah, and Tom, I'm not going to go after the governor on this. I know what he was saying yesterday about optimism with the Senate, but Tom, I'm not for the Senate deal. I'm not for the soda tax. I'm not for raising the income tax to 5.25%. I'm not going to do that to the people I represent. So I'll say right now, Tom, I am not going to vote for those tax increases. I don't even think it gets out of the Senate. So therefore, I think it's a dead deal anyway.
Yeah. Is it the size of these increases? Because you said 5.25%. My understanding on the latest I had read that they'd increase from, the proposal from 4.95 to 4.99 for personal income tax in the state of Illinois.
Yeah. Tom, they're trying to bring it down. But at the end of the day, it was going to be 5.25%. I'm just not gonna. I think it's a no-go in the House. I don't see it happening. I don't know what President Culleton's up to on this with Leader Redonio. I mean, I'm glad that they're talking about trying to get a solution, but I think there's other ways to get something done besides putting a huge tax increase on the people that we represent.
Are you talking? Because if memory serves me, we're right now personal income tax Illinois is 3.75%.
Yeah, Tom, can you imagine taking a vote on this, the biggest tax increase in Illinois history? I'm not with it, and I'm not going to be for it.
And then you've got a 5-7% increase, although Jim Tobin from Taxpayers United said, no, if you look a little closer, it's 9%. We would be the highest corporate taxes in the world is what he told me, and that was when I was – preparing him speaking with him earlier in the week. He's going to be joining me at 8:20 this morning, but 5-7% was the Senate proposal on corporate?
As you know too, Tom, we want to cut the corporate tax in the House by 50%. But I'm telling you right now, I just don't see anything getting done. I don't know. I'm happy that the Senate's trying to do something, but right now, there's no way it's going to happen in the House.
You know, Brandon, here's when I read those first figures, because I'm like, I mean, I'm literally 2 seconds away from swallowing my tongue, okay? And I'm reading the article in the Chicago Tribune. I'm going, what? That much? All right? And so as I thought about it, I think, calm down. Don't be a jerk about this. This is a beginning number, and it'll go down. But it didn't go down. It's been going up.
It's going up all the time, and I'm not so sure what's going to happen. We don't go back into, February the 8th. Tom, I heard last night it may go up even more. The one thing I will say, though, at least the Senate is trying to do something, and I like that.
Right.
I mean, I really do like that. And then also there's still that gaming aspect that's going on right now that will help Walker's Bluff. So that's the other thing that's going on. But at least we're talking about solutions. We're talking about trying to get something done, and where it's long overdue, Tom.
Right. And the talking aspect, and you and I think both can see eye to eye on this, that, you know, I was talking to Terry Bryan about this yesterday, almost exact same time, that at least our standards are so low now, Brandon, that the fact that we talk to one another gives us a sense of accomplishment. That bothers me when I look at it in the big aspect. And I can point right to you and how many times you've said, once upon a time, we all went out and spoke to either. We don't do that anymore. There's a big polarization. I know you're very bipartisan. You've gotten a lot of credit from that, even from the governor. And that was one of the reasons why, you know, you've been, well, I think, with a term, wary of his State of the State address, but hope that it's true when it comes to negotiation. But, you know, when it comes to the governor and the State of the State address, yesterday was kind of I'd heard the term pleading, and I did kind of get that sense that the governor was pleading with the legislator to get this done, and the only foot in the door we have is the fact that we're talking.
Tom, he went off script yesterday, stopped his speech, went off script, and thanked the Senate. We're trying to get something done. That can you imagine how miserable it is right now? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm so happy we're even talking about bringing revenue in. I'm so happy that we're talking about trying to find a solution. But, Tom, at the end of the day, I am not going to vote for a tax increase on the backs of the working men and women that I represent. I can't do it. But I still think there's other ways to do that. I mean, you're a smart guy. You get it. I told you I got a bill right now that, you know, get rid of CMS. $2 billion savings. There's things that we can do besides trying to put a tax increase on the people that we have in Southern Illinois.
Here's the thing, you know, because the way in politics that you do something for me, I do something for you, we compromise, okay? And when I'm looking at this Senate proposal, I'm looking at it from a voter, property owner, taxpayer, and I look to that like any other politician would, and I go, what's in this for me? And I guess the temporary permanent tax freeze, property tax freeze, which isn't either one of the two, and that the state would become, you know, liquid again, that we have a little cash so we wouldn't be broke. And maybe that's what's in it for me, but I still think that because you mentioned the CMS thing. And see, I think that shouldn't we see some effort to reduce and control our costs before we start sending bigger bills to every taxpayer in the state?
Exactly. And Tom, the other thing too, being from Southern Illinois, Harry Crist has done so much for our area. Can you imagine putting a soda tax on the people of Southern Illinois and what it was going to cost us? I'm not so sure. And if Harry, I don't know if you've had him on your show here recently, but he'll tell you right now how much that was going to kill Southern Illinois and kill the jobs that we have. There's no way I could do that to him. So, you know, I still think there's ways that we can get to the point we want to do. And Tom, like I said, I've never been a huge proponent for gaming, but I will right now if I know that's what's going to what we can do to help Southern Illinois or help Illinois right now besides a tax increase. Tom, I'm just telling you right now for the record, I cannot be for a tax increase on the backs of the working men and women that I represent.
You know, that opportunity tax, that's the one that I'm going, we've got to pay just, it's the Affordable Care Act of taxes. Just because you're here, you owe us. Well, we already owe you. We're paying property taxes. We pay so many other things that go to the state, and they go, just because you have a payroll this size, well, you've got to pay more, a flat rate, just for the opportunity to exist in Illinois. And I'm going, man, this is the Affordable Care Act of taxes.
Absolutely, Tom. And you know, but I still like the idea that we're still talking about a solution. I love that the governor went off script yesterday to try to tell everybody that we are trying to work on something. Tom, I told the governor's staff even last night. I was with him last night. I'm ready to get a deal. I'm ready to work with you any way you want. I've been with your property tax freeze plan. I've been with your workman's comp deal. I'm ready to get this over with.
Hey, Brandon, before I let you go, boy, I got to tell you, the day of the House leaders' vote, I got some scathing email from the Republican Party, and they had your name in a lot of it, buddy. They were taking some swings at your head.
Tom, and I get it, and that's one of the problems right now in Springfield. It's all geared towards politics right now. We need to get away from that, get something done, quit talking about politics. But, Tom, when you put $50 million in your personal political account, you know what's coming. And it's just sad. It's all politics still, Tom. Yeah. It's still politics.
Hey, you know, I've had other people, and I don't think you and I have ever talked about this. This thing that allows them, you know, to keep so many laws in committee and not come out. I've heard, and I've had people in the legislature tell me in the past that perfectly good, great, viable ideas die in committee and never come out. I mean, is that it? Do you have an experience with that you can share with us?
There's nothing. I mean, that's exactly right, Tom. There's been a lot of good proposals that will never come out of rules until you go and you talk to the speaker or you talk to some people, the chairman of those committees, to let those bills out. And we're going through it right now with the suppressors in the in General Assembly. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, that gets caught up in rules or didn't come out of committee. But Tom, you got to know how to work it. in both angles, both chambers of the House and Senate. So, I wish the rules would come out even better. But I mean, Tom, you got to know when to go and talk to them. That's the main thing.
Got to work the program. It's now 6:32.
You got to.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. Can you hold tight for a second?
Yep.
Hey, your first alert forecast for today, cloudy 38 for tonight, mostly cloudy 27, partly sunny tomorrow. Look for a high 39, 28 tomorrow night.